Now Colts and fillies of every pony kind, here's a song about you from your front to your hind. Hairy, coaty, muscly, and bony, these are the parts of the pony. Now the pole is the name for the top of the head where the forelock grows, and then it's said that the mane down the neck is known as the crest. But we'll finish off the head before we start with the rest. Well, your ears they heard, that your eyes they saw, that a pony's got a nose and a muzzle and a jaw. Between them's a mouth that'll laugh and speak and smile real wide from cheek to cheek. Now the mouth is a tool that can pick things up and eat off a plate or drink from a cup, and the forehead's hard and protects your brain, which connects to the spine, which is underneath the mane. Now a unicorn's head has a special horn, and it's made of stuff called alicorn. Cast magical spells that you studied and read, and those are the parts of the head. Next, let's slide right down your spine to the parts on the back of all pony kind. There's the withers on the back, and the loin, and the hip, and the croup, and the dock, and the tail you can whip. Now, still on the back of Pegasi, there are two special things that'll help you fly with bones and joints and feathers and things. So these are the parts of the wings. The feathers on the end that pick up air are the most important, so take care of the ones on top that are called the primaries, then on the bottom your secondaries. If your wings are open and wide, you'll see some feathers tucked inside. They help catch air, and they're not overt. They are primary and secondary coverts. Now, the lesser coverts still catch breeze in your wingtip feathers, your axillaries to fold the wings, bend at 2 points, and those are the margin of the carpal joints. Now back to the throat, which goes to the chest, which goes to the barrel where the stomach digests. There's a liver and a heart and a lung or two, and the rib cage keeps them safe for you. Into the body there extends the shoulder and the arm. It bends from high up there, will go down low. There's the upper arm and the elbow, next to the forearm and the knee and the fetlock. And I do decree this anatomy song, we're almost done. We'll do the hind legs and have some fun. The legs got the hoof and the coronet that connects to the pastern, and I bet that the ankle's flexible and goes to the cannon. These are important if you're standing. Next, going up, we've got the hock. It bends up the leg so a pony can walk. We started with the bottom and we're going up high. There's the gasket and the quarter and the stifle and the thigh, the flank on the side and the haunch near the top. And there's one last part before we stop. When your special talent shines in the dark, you can show it to the world with your cutie mark. The parts of the pony are so cool, so keep in shape and stay in school and strong and smart. You'll surely be. Those are the parts of the pony. Those are the parts of the pony.